T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. And there was a big story that was brewing, Elliott Shore Parks. Kind of, I don't think anybody saw this coming, but it started with Sean Payton of the Saints, their head coach, hadn't talked to the organization. He's kind of been, he hasn't responded back, hasn't called him back. That's never good.
Well, then the owner said she had no idea what was going on.
Gail Benson, the owner, said she had not talked to him.
Right.
So apparently,
seems like a bad sign.
Yeah.
Not a good sign. So apparently yesterday, Peyton met with the organization, or met with Mickey Loomis, the GM, for a couple-hour meeting, and it comes out today he has stepped down, Sean Payton, as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. He was the second-longest tenured NFL coach behind Belichick.
Well, and Tomlin, I would think, too, right?
2006.
He was before Tomlin.
Yeah, 2006. Wow. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a massive loss for the Saints. First, you lose Drew Brees, then you lose Sean Payton.
Well, they're a total.
They have no quarterback. They have no head coach. I mean, they're just.
They're a mess.
Yeah, they're in a bad spot.
They're in a really bad spot, which is probably one of the reasons why he decided to move away right now was that you want to try to get another quarterback. You have a Taysom Hill or maybe Jameis Winston. So, anyway, he's out now. Couple things here. A, could he be going to the Dallas Cowboys? He's been linked to the Cowboys. He worked for Jerry Jones previously. He was Bill Parcells' offensive coordinator before coming to New Orleans before. And here's something from Mike Florio. Mike Florio has a book that's out right now, Playmaker. It's called Playmakers. In that book, he has a story about Sean Payton and Jerry Jones agreeing, the Saints and the Cowboys agreeing to a trade. Sean Payton goes to Dallas.
When was this?
This was in 2000, and it was after they lost, the Saints lost to the Rams in the NFC Championship game. So 2018?
Okay, yeah.
Where that was
January
2019.
Yeah.
It was after the, was that after the Eagles lost to
the Nickel Robbie Coleman?
Yeah, it was after the Nickel Robbie Coleman.
Right. So it was after that. So Jerry Jones, he made his move. They agreed. So they were working out a deal, or a deal was worked out behind the scenes. Payton was going to get a new contract. But Anthony Davis of the Pelicans, then with New Orleans, announced he would not sign another contract with the team, and he requested a trade. The owner of the Saints also owns the Pelicans.
Yep.
Mickey Loomis, the GM of the Saints, also is in charge of the Pelicans.
Oh. Okay.
Or at least he was at the time. I don't know if he still is, but he was at the time. So he's like the he's running both franchises, right? So after Anthony Davis comes out and says, you have to trade me, The Saints told Sean Payton that we can't have both things happen with our, because we own the same organization.
Right, and Sean Payton's like the biggest name in New Orleans besides, even ahead of Anthony Davis.
So Mickey Loomis told Payton that he couldn't be the common thread between a pair of such high-profile Louisiana departures. In other words, everybody would blame Loomis.
Right.
He lost Sean Payton and Anthony Davis. So they said, that's it, it's over with. So then he signed a new contract with the Saints, and he went back to coaching them. So people are wondering if now is the time that he goes to Dallas.
Well, the Eagles better hope not. I mean,
right.
You look at Mike McCarthy. He held Dallas back this year. Dallas has an insanely talented roster. They have weapons all over the field. I mean, Sean Payton is arguably the best offensive mind in the sport. He's certainly up there. So if they got a head coach that, A, first of all, great offensive mind with all those weapons, B, isn't a detriment on the sideline. Like, McCarthy is costing them games actively with his coaching. If he goes to Dallas, like, Dallas becomes, and they were already one
Sean
of the
Payton's the top five coach in the league.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
bad
a top five
news
coach
for the Eagles if he goes to Dallas.
It's bad news. I don't believe that's what's happening, because I guess it was over the weekend, there started to be a lot of rumbling that Troy Aikman could be leaving Fox and going to Amazon. They have the Thursday night games. They have the package, and they don't want to try to use this guy and use that guy. They want a real name right off the bat that's just going to be doing the – Troy Aikman doesn't want to do Thursday nights with Amazon and Sundays with Fox. He doesn't want to be doing both of them. At least that's what I've read.
Working too hard.
Yeah, exactly. So he wants to make $15 million a year just doing one night a week. So could Sean Payton be replacing Troy Aikman on the Fox broadcast? Could Sean Payton maybe be back on Monday Night Football, Jack Fritz? Al Michaels now is rumored to maybe be going to ESPN.
I mean – Al's what, 70? Like,
Al's got to hang it up.
I mean,
man, come
on. Like, you really need more money at this point, Al.
Well,
like, you
got to leave. Don't tell another guy not to take money.
No, it's fine. But, like, I mean, come on. You're on Sunday Night Football already. Like, do you really need, like, the $20 million a year from Amazon or whatever?
I think he might.
I know. Well, if you're Sean Payton, though, I mean,
ridiculous.
I agree with you that I could definitely see him going into TV. But the Cowboys are a great spot for him. Like, if they're willing to trade him and to allow him to coach Dallas, like, super talented roster, very good quarterback.
Ultimately, if and when he does come back into coaching, he's not going to be going to an organization that's not ready to win, that doesn't have a roster that's already set. Dallas has a roster that's set. I mean, from that perspective, it makes a lot of sense. They obviously would have to trade for him because he's under contract through 2024, so they would have to make a trade.
And it sounds like the Saints would be willing to. I mean, if they've already agreed to a deal before.
Listen, he's not coaching him right now, so why wouldn't they want to get something for him?
The other Eagles-type connection to this is I thought that Russell Wilson seemed perfect to go to the Saints, right? Like, ready-made offense with Sean Payton.
Not anymore.
So that's one less destination one of these elite quarterbacks could go to.
And the Eagles play the Saints next year.
Easy win.
Now
and
it is.
Jalen Hurts owns the Saints.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Now it is.
2-0 against the Saints.
Now there was also.
Did Jalen Hurts end the Saints? I mean, he basically ended their playoff chance with that win.
Eagles ended the Patriots.
Yeah.
Dynasty. Jalen Hurts ended the Saints.
They ended the Sean Payton dynasty.
So one more thing here, because this was a rap sheet, Ian Rappaport story. So then Mike Triplett, who's ESPN, I think he's the. Is he the Saints writer for ESPN?
I think so.
I believe he's the Saints writer for ESPN. So he has his own story on it. Peyton actually spoke, and he said that he doesn't like the word retirement and said he can't rule out a return to coaching in the future, but that's not where my heart is right now. I don't know what's next, is what he said. So you know what it seems like to me? He's burnt out. Like, he sees the money that these guys are making in TV. Tony Romo's, like, everybody should be thanking Tony Romo. Tony Romo is set to make, like, $20 million a year, which means all these other guys, Al Michaels, they're all going to make, like, between $10, $15, $20 million a year. Sean Payton can step away for 2 years and make $15 million a year doing Monday Night Football or doing Fox.
Man, coaching Taysom Hill really just ended Sean Payton.
Was it that, or was it having Kevin James be him in a movie?
Well, this can be the sequel.
It put him in a deep depression, and he folded.
I actually think that movie looks good.
Yeah, I don't.
I feel like it looks like another Little Giants.
Yeah, I'm out.
That sounds like a great depiction of Sean Payton's career. I can't see why he's...
Kevin James.
I'm not saying how he feels about it. I'm saying how I feel about it.
Anyway. So,
yeah, Sean Payton, Little Giants, the autobiography.
He says this stretch has been, I don't want to say exhausting, but it's been one of those where you just get on to the next task. Nothing surprises you. When you go all the way back to the start of the season, it feels like 2.5 years ago, we were evacuating to Dallas during the hurricane. I mean, it doesn't feel like that's part of this season.
Well, I did forget that was this year.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, I mean, what'd you say? He's been coaching a long time. He's won a Super Bowl.
He lost one of the 10 best quarterbacks of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they're entering a rebuild. Like, I don't blame him for walking away.
So he looks at the big picture of it and says, now I don't have a good team.
Right.
And now I have to start this back up, and do I really want to do this? And he doesn't.
But where I'm skeptical is he could go to a good team in Dallas. Like, there is a great situation there for him. So I do wonder, he can say his heart's not in it right now and all that.
That could be there in a year or two.
Yeah, or 4 months from now. Who knows? Now, the tough thing is if you're Dallas, you know, Mike McCarthy. But, yeah, I think at one point Sean Payton ends up coaching Dallas.
I don't disagree with that.
I also don't know if he'd be great at TV. Like, he'll get paid, so it doesn't matter, but – if you're going to have him replace Troy Aikman, I mean, Aikman's been doing this.
You better be ready to do it. Yeah.
Like, has he ever done TV?
Not everybody's Tony Romo that's so chatty and they just jump right in and are naturals at it.
And I've never
thought Drew Brees.
My God, he's so bad.
I never thought Sean Payton was, like, super great at the podium either. He's much more, like, dry, like,
Yeah, he doesn't seem to have a. He's not a great personality, but
right.
I mean, somebody's seeing something in him. No, but like Jack brought up Drew Brees because he was supposed to be the heir apparent to Chris Collinsworth on NBC. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's not good. Yeah. And you would think he'd be better at it, too. I mean, former quarterback. You know, I know, you know, head coach is kind of similar in terms of knowing the game, obviously. But, yeah, I'm skeptical Sean Payton will be good on TV if that's where he goes.
Oh, man. All these different TV contracts and the money. And
yeah. I'm sure he knows he has a check coming. He's not leaving this without knowing what he could do next.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't think this is for Dallas right now.
You're right about maybe not right now because they'd also have to move on from Mike McCarthy. Like, if he decided in 2 months he wanted to coach Dallas, would you going to fire Mike McCarthy on the spot
yes,
there?
Yes, yes.
You would, but I'm saying it's not ideal from a
organizational offseason. I read the McCarthy's job was safe a lot differently than most people did. I don't think he's safe at all.
No, I don't think so either. He shouldn't be.
No, not at all.
That roster is way too talented not to win a playoff.
Well, it's also, what is he doing? He's not calling plays. It's not his offense. Yeah. It's not like he's sharp and smart and guys love him. And
I had thought that if Kellen Moore got other job opportunities, that they would just fire McCarthy and
me
put
too,
in Kellen Moore.
Or even Dan Quinn.
Yeah,
Dan Quinn went to the Super Bowl as a head coach.
That's a good point. Yeah,
and I'm not saying I want a defensive minded head coach or whatever, but Mike McCarthy
isn't. Yeah, yeah, he's actively hurt. I mean, look at the 13 seconds, right? 13 seconds that the Cowboys took to run the quarterback thing versus the 13 seconds it took for Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes goes
yeah.
50 yards.
And I understand Mahomes is, you know, putting his way up for one of the best quarterbacks of all time. But talk about coaching. Like, Dallas had no idea what they're doing
in that spot.
The Chiefs were a well-oiled machine in those last 13 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, talk about, how does Dak not know that the umpire is going to need to spot the ball?
Yeah, yep.
B, how are you not making sure that the quarterback knows this?
Or to go down. Like, he got a few extra yards.
He needed to slide
it to
30.
Yep. Yeah.
And then get up, and then you hand it to the umpire. Remember Chip? They were taught, Chip's guys
That's
were
right,
taught to
yeah.
hand the ball to the umpire so you can get it snapped quickly.
And then the defense was taught to go down and fake an injury.
Which I would have done, too.
Yes.
Yep. All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. By the way, right move or wrong move to kick it through the back of the end zone in the Bills game?
I think it was the wrong move. I would have squib kicked it.
See, I don't know about squib kicking it. Kicking it to the 10-yard line and trying
to get
it underneath
it. Well, that's
what
I mean, just making them return it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, you're right. Like, you don't want them to start at their own 40. But I think if you give it to them at the 10 or the 5, even if it burns 4 or 5 seconds, that's a huge deal.
I thought that real time. I also don't think, like, he's come under a lot of criticism for doing it. I don't think that it's a ridiculous move to trust your defense and they have 13 seconds and they're going to start the ball at the 25-yard line.
Number one defense in the NFL,
and,
by the way.
And by the way, Tyreek Hill had a 45-yard return not in the same game, not too long before that. So if you're kicking it to Tyreek Hill, now you're worried about that.
I saw an interesting strategy where what they could have done is after the ball is snapped, just tackle all the receivers, and the play runs, right? So let's say, you know, Mahomes runs around, he looks for something to do, and then you don't get that time back. You just get the 5-yard penalty.
I heard that talked about, too.
To lose that way in 13 seconds.
There is a rule where I think they have to do it twice where they can put the time back on the clock and assess the penalty. But okay. I don't think it's until the second time.
Right, you can do it one time.
You can do it one time.
Yeah. Man, I don't know if it's just because of the job we're in, but very rarely now do I watch a game and think, like, that's a devastating loss. That Bills loss.
That was a devastating
loss.
That
is one where I don't know how, if you're a Bills player, fan, how you muster up the energy for next season.
Can you imagine if that was here?
Oh.
Before winning a Super Bowl.
Has there ever been a loss that devastating? I guess the Tampa Bay loss because it was the last game at the
Here, yes, yes. But they had Wide Right with Norwood. They had the Music City Miracle. They had something else. I was listening to our sister station up in Buffalo yesterday.
Remember that crazy Deshaun play 3 years ago? It was like the divisional, the same kind of thing, but like ducked out of a
Deshaun
sack.
Deshaun Watson
and,
you're talking about?
And fired it down the field. That was another one of these heartbreaking losses.
Yeah, because they were talking about other ones I didn't know because you know what they were going on overall. I mean, and the heartbreak.
Well, we would never
and
do
heartbreak.
That here. Yeah,
no.
We'd never do that.
But no, it sounded like here.
But if you're the Bills, how do you ever convince yourself you can beat them now? Like to go through all next regular season, to have to go to the playoffs, all to just – like, you were that close.
You know
this
what
was
I,
the year.
You know what I thought about, honestly? I thought about the 76ers and how long it took for them to go, like, because they were in finals. Then they kept losing they lost to the Lakers. Yeah. They lost to the Trailblazers. They lost to the Lakers. They lost to the Celtics in conference finals a couple times. And then finally they got over the hump and they won. And I think that's what eventually they'll do. But you know, that's what I mean. Right now, it's beat Kansas City. Already for next season, it's like, unless you beat Kansas City, it's a failure.
Right.
Unless you make the Super Bowl, it's a failure. That starts right now.
And especially when Kansas City is so good. Like, it's not like an opponent where it's a different one each year. Like, that block, that wall is there, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And especially when to take the lead like that twice in the final 2 minutes, I mean, it's just devastating loss.
And that's why 2003 for the Eagles might be worse than 2002, because when you lose in 2002, now it becomes, all right, the only thing that matters next year is you make it to the Super Bowl. And then to lose like you did against Carolina and get pushed around.
And Carolina
wasn't as good.
Carolina wasn't as good either.
No.
Like Jake DeLome, like that was, yeah, that was a bad one.
That was a bad loss.
Not as bad as this Bills loss, but I think it was up there.
Not as bad as the Bills loss. No, that's a gut punch.
Yeah.
That's a...
Because you thought you'd won it multiple times. Like, multiple times you sat and
13,
said, oh, wow, they won.
13 seconds left. Even Pat Mahomes can't come back with 13 seconds
well,
left.
Well, by the way, Andy Reid, with an all-time quote, if he actually said it, with when it's grim, be the grim reaper.
Yeah.
That's an all-time quote.
Yeah, Jack was asking where that was in Philadelphia. I don't know if he used that with Donovan.
Yeah, maybe he didn't trust Donovan as much. Who knows?
Real quick, though, Sean Payton's doing a news conference right now. And he said, my plans are not to be coaching in 2022. That's just how I feel right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Key phrase.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Could it change? Yes, of course it could.
What could one call from Jer?
One check from Jer.
change that.
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Or he could wait it out a year, let McCarthy fail again, and then he comes in next year.
What matters is what he told the Saints, too, because if you're the Saints, you have to help that move happen. So if he sat down with them and said, I don't want to coach, this isn't why I'm doing it, and then 2 weeks
they're
going
to be mad. They're going to,
But if he's being honest with them about the possibility and he's not coaching for you, get like an extra third
from
Dallas.
3 years ago, they were willing to trade him.
Right.
So why wouldn't, if he came to them and said, listen, trade me now, why wouldn't they do the same thing now? They were willing to trade him before.
I think they would. I'm just saying the only way they wouldn't is if they feel betrayed. Like,
no,
if
I agree.
He lied to them.
I agree. Like, Sean Payton wanted to go to the Cowboys. He could tell him that right now.
Yeah.
And they could trade him to Dallas, right?
So, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Might have to wait a year for him being the coach. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, mark-jewelers.com. Let's go to Chris in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Johnny. Learned a couple things from you today. And what's your take on Paw Patrol? I mean, not Paw Patrol. Puppy Dog Pals.
Yeah, Puppy Dog Pals is a clear number three to number one Paw Patrol, number two Bluey.
I like how he clarified. Is that two different shows or just like a spinoff?
No, it's two different shows.
Okay.
But Puppy Dog Pals is definitely not even close to Paw Patrol, but they do like it. There was a new episode out, I think, two Fridays ago.
A new one just dropped?
A new episode dropped not too long
ago.
Nice.
Yeah. New characters, so that means they get more toys.
Is there a new character on Puppy Dog Pals? Really?
Oh, yes, there is. Yeah, there's three.
Sort of.
Because Paw Patrol also, in their movie, came out with a new character. Liberty.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
And then also learned that you probably have like 300 CDs at home. Because if you're doing what you're doing with these thrifty shopping things, you probably had Columbia Records and BMG where you canceled 2 seconds before. You got 12 CDs for 1 cent.
Well, you're
supposed
to, but you can't cancel until you buy
those.
A certain amount of CDs. I just never bought the CDs or paid for it, so they probably put me in collections in the mid-90s, yeah.
Now, we used to get it, you get 12, and then you had to cancel before a certain time for like $1 in shipping and handling. But,
whatever it was, I probably had a good 30 CDs from BMG in Columbia.
Wow, I remember this, kind of.
Probably 100 of them, yeah. Different people's names and addresses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Exactly right.
So Sean Payton will probably wind up in Miami, and he's just waiting to see if the Green Bay Packers, the two guys are probably going to go there to have the warm weather and the tax-free wage taxes.
Him and James Harden.
No. I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
Sean Payton goes to the Miami Dolphins, coaches there. You've got Rodgers as your quarterback, and you got Adams as your wide receiver.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe call
doesn't,
me naive.
Doesn't he
but
have connections to the Giants as well? He coached there.
He under Parcells, yes.
Right.
Who wants to go to the Giants?
No, that's I agree. I wouldn't want to go there.
He was here.
No taxes. No taxes, too.
Yeah, good
who
point.
You go to New York where you got de Blasio or whoever the mayor of the day is kicking people out. So I think I think you're going to see Kyrie Irving in Miami before you see James Harden.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I think Harden would – I think there's a good chance he ends up at Miami. But we shall see. I mean, this offseason will be it. I don't think they're going to move him at the deadline. So if the Sixers are going to hold out hope for this offseason, more power to them. I just think that's a very risky strategy.
And they're actually in New Jersey, the Giants. It's Phil Murphy.
Yes.
Did that fan win that lawsuit yet against the Giants and Jets?
The $9 billion lawsuit or whatever?
For claiming New Jersey?
I've been thinking about it more.
For claiming New York?
He does deserve to win.
No, he's right.
Yeah, he's completely correct. Like, imagine if you planned your trip, like, I'm going to go see a Giants game, and then you get there and it's in Jersey. I mean, he's actually right.
You know what I would say? What kind of a dumb fan are you to think you're watching a game in New York?
It sounds like a fake. He's definitely a fake fan. He's definitely a fraud.
You're an idiot.
That's fair. Yes.
You know where they play. You bought the ticket. You know where they play. I mean, how do you not know where your team plays? You're such a big fan.
I agree with that.
No, they that nine.
But it is true.
Lawsuit.
Like, they're called the New York Giants and the New York Jets, and they do play in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It is false advertising.
Well, if the Sixers move to Camden,
yeah.
Will they be the Camden 76ers?
Well, if they don't want to get sued by this guy, maybe.
They will not. Exactly right. Yeah. They will not
be. It's important precedent what's going on with this court case.
Yeah, it's a good point. It is precedent.
Yeah, because is it the Santa Clara 49ers?
Well, that's the other one. I've covered games out there, and it's like 50 minutes outside the city. Like, it is not
It's
close.
A lawyer. It's not.
Could just do what the Warriors do, the Golden State Warriors.
True, you could do that.
No, they could be the Delaware Valley Sixers.
Tri-State Sixers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Anaheim, Los Angeles, you know. I mean, there's misrepresentation all the
time. Yeah, but no one cares about them enough to even.
Not at all.
Yeah. Right. Nope, and they're nope. loser center fielder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're irrelevant Mike Trout. Speaking of Hall of Fame, irrelevant.
Oh, yeah. He's going to he's a huge Hall of Famer.
He'll get in, but his career is irrelevant.
Yeah, except for the individual statistical success he's had, sure.
Yeah.
And he's fine with that, too.
And he's making a lot of money.
And like, listen.
Going to a lot of Eagles games.
He has been.
Yeah.
Him and Kenny Pickett,
true.
Who do you think saw more Eagles games, Kenny Pickett or?
I think Mike Trout would know 4th and 26 was an 0-3. Like, Kenny Pickett can be an Eagles fan. It just bothers me that he said it was an 0-5.
So if we can get Kenny Pickett on the show, because we've had this discussion.
Are you going to have the stones to ask him that question? Grill him on that?
No, what I'm saying is, do we give him Eagles trivia to see if he really knows?
Ooh, that's
you want me
one.
To come up with it again?
Yeah. Yeah, start growing. play stump Kenny Pickett.
Him versus Joe DeCamera. Should he be a beat the
He's a beat the hammer
beat,
guy.
Beat the hammer contestant.
So make him look stupid and not know the answers to the questions.
Right. He'll be like I'm not coming here. Yeah, I'm not coming here.
Yeah, you're welcome, Philadelphia.
Jack embarrassed him on the radio, so now Kenny Pickett's going to force his way away from
It would be the most notable thing a WIP show has done against a quarterback
ever
in WIP history.
Ever.
Good point. I can't think of another one.
No, there's not another show out there that would have had that impact against the quarterback. I agree with you. Good idea, Jack.
All right, we'll get it on. Or we'll boo him at the draft when he gets it wrong.
How far back do you go with him?
Yeah, he's going back. He's got no Vermeil.
Okay.
All right. It starts with Reed.
All right, that's fine.
You can't go past it. He's going to be 24, so you can't go past Andy Reed because that goes back into the
Agreed.
Like, well, what's the, last like the year hardest question we can ask him?
Who's Chuck Bednarik?
No, come on. If we're going from 2000 on, what's the hardest question you could ask Kenny Pickett? Like, who made the interception in the 2002 NFC Championship game?
What about who was the quarterback they traded to the Cardinals?
Who was the – yeah, you should know that. Sure.
Know that.
But yeah, if you're
I think you're following the team closely if you know that. That's
okay.
My point.
So if he's 24, he's born in 1998.
Right.
Is it fair to ask – all the teams that they lost to in the NFC Championship game?
Yes. I think that's definitely a fan.
Right, because
what you're trying to figure out is how big of a fan he is.
Right. Like,
is he following this closely?
Right, because my first memory of life is, or one of them, is the Eagles losing in the Super Bowl to the Raiders.
Like, my first memory of life is Doug Peterson playing quarterback for the Eagles.
Yeah, that's funny. My first Eagles memory is actually McNabb coming in against the Bills. So it was like probably that same year.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. The Phillies winning the World Series. I absolutely remember them winning and being excited. And I remember being at a Super Bowl party where everybody was very disappointed because the Eagles lost.
Yes.
And I loved the Eagles, and we were going to repaint my helmet if they won the Super Bowl. I don't know why they had to win to repaint the helmet, but that's what we were going to do.
So I remember
we never painted it.
For the championship games, the Eagles championship games, I watched the first three with friends, but decided that was bad luck, and then watched the last one just at home.
At what point did you decide I'm going to be a beat writer?
Probably at that point, maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Big J.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. That's Elliot. 215-592-9494. Yeah, I feel like that anything Andy Reid is fair game. But, like, also, I would start with probably, like, because if you ask me, I'm born in 1976. If you ask me anything from early Dick Vermeil days in the 70s, I might be able to answer a question or two, but I don't know it.
This is about trying to figure out how big of a fan he is. So like I think you want to go with, like, some, intricate type question.
How does he answer what was Miracle of the Meadowlands number two?
That's a good one.
He does not get it. He does not give the answer we're looking for.
He would say DeSean Jackson.
It
right?
seems like his dad is probably the person that calls us, and he was a fan, and he loved football or right. whatever. But he's also worried about going to college and being a pro quarterback and stuff like that.
Look,
he's
either not love football or you don't.
Yeah, he loves it.
I'm just kidding.
Who was the offensive coordinator Andy Reid made defensive coordinator?
That's a good one.
See, I don't think he gets that.
Then he's a fraud.
But he also wasn't the offensive coordinator.
Offensive line coach made defensive coordinator.
Yeah, see, you got
I'm
it wrong
fraud.
There, Fritz.
Yeah, so you're the fraud.
I don't think he would get that. That would mean that he was a
That's why I think the Kevin Cobb one's a good one. Because like, that's like you're really following the
You should today. Really know that.
Yeah.
You should know that.
We'll come up with questions.
All right. Stump Kenny Pickett.
Yes,
stump 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Top 5 at 5 with Jack. What is the Evan store for us today? We'll get into that. Your phone calls on the Eagles will take all your calls, so don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, NJ Diet. Say it with me, everybody. 40 days up to 40 pounds. Say it with me, 40 days up to 40 pounds, because with NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 pounds. Since NJ Diet is a contractually guaranteed money-back program, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. NJ Diet uses bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work that balances your hormones where the side effect is weight loss. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to keep it off. NJ Diet is all natural. No shots, no hormones, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. And with offices close by in Princeton, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, and now open in Newark, Delaware, or from home with live online video consultations. Start your new journey this new year by calling them now, 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com. That's njdiet.com, 40 days up to 40 pounds.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.